We've worked, supported, met, involved over 500 local community members for the We Are Harbour project. They've shared their stories, their memories, their connections, their objects, their traditions. There's been a range of activities. We've had guided walks, art and museum workshops, spoken word events, photography sessions, visits to other museums across the county. We've involved Foxton Canal Museum and had trips to Foxton Locks, Charnwood, Melton. We've had storytelling sessions, volunteers visiting our collections resource centre, and collaborations with local community groups and charities. So we've been out and about in the community, really enjoyed getting to know local people, and we've worked very closely with certain groups. So we've worked with Ukrainians and their host families, and they've shared their experiences, as have the local hosts and volunteers supporting that community. So we've got their story, their journey, which obviously continues, and objects on display in the exhibition. We also commissioned them to lead some art and craft sessions. There's a wonderful community art piece on the entrance to the exhibition that they led on. They've taken photographs, and done translations for the exhibition. We've met some amazing people, so we're hoping to continue that work with them and bringing them into the Symington building.
Brilliant.
We've also been getting to know the Gypsy and Traveller community better.
Yeah.
We've worked with a group of ladies from the Gypsy and Traveller community and some young people. So we've gone on to the site with one of the local charities and got to know some young people, and they've been part of the project too. So they've shared stories of their lives, how they live today, how their families lived on the road, for memories of making pegs to sell with their mothers and paper flowers and things, to travelling to fairs in their traditional wagons. So it's really given us a unique and special insight, really, into, I think, what we could say is often a misunderstood community.
Yes.
So very interesting, and I've already had some young people come in from the traveller community, a young teenage lad, and he was, oh, really so impressed to see members of his community and his heritage and history on the wall and in the cases for people to see. So that was, it was wonderful to see his reaction to that. Young people, we've involved them. So the young people, they're coming in now, they're playing board games in the space and getting involved in other groups and other activities. So they chose to share their connections through rap, beatboxing and producing music. So there's a rap that you can listen to in the space. You can also listen to it on our website. You can see their lyrics are up on a panel on the board. So yeah, great spending time and getting to know them, and great that they're using our space. We've had families coming in maybe for the first time. The library and the museum are really popular with families, but then there's also families that maybe hadn't been in before. So it was, how do we reach them with that project? So we've worked with partners to bring them in. So we had a museum and library takeover day, and they created a song and some artwork that's on display in the space, and that song and artwork really captured what Harborough means to them. I've worked with Go Learn, so Leicestershire Adult Learning Service, their well-being group and Learning for Independence group. So that's adults with learning difficulties, and they've again enjoyed exploring the district. They did a photo walk, they visited Foxton Locks, they've created some lovely pieces of artwork that are on display or in a display case that represents what Harborough means to them. So still lots that will happen from the exhibition. Working in this way, it really helps our museums and libraries and heritage sites to open their doors and look at new ways of engaging with their communities and with those doorstep audiences, really. And I think Weir Harbour is a really good example of that, and how cultural projects can break down barriers between different communities and just sort of inspire that those connections and that cohesion.